Welcome. Iranian presidential candidates are using radio programs in addition to TV documentaries to get their messages across to the nation ahead of the June 14th election. Reformist candidate Mohammad Reza Aref has said on a radio program on Tuesday afternoon that he will create 1 million jobs a year should he become president in the upcoming vote. He called on everyone to take part in the presidential and city council elections. He stressed that his top priorities are tackling unemployment and price hikes. According to the presidential candidate, the state subsidy reform plan is a national scheme which must be implemented fully by the next administration. Presidential candidate Gholam Ali Haddad Adel says Iranian banks have become greedy entities and investors instead of accepting deposits from the public or advancing them loans.
When banks taste profits from deposits and savings accounts, they are no longer interested in granting low-interest loans to small businesses. Instead, they raise the interest rate on loans and cut the interest rate on savings accounts, thus pushing up the prices of goods and services in the market.
In a Q&A program on live television, the principalist candidate criticized some of the banks for failing to assemble capital and making it effective, blaming them for fueling price hikes. He said some banks have become profiteers and greedy. That's why they are no longer interested in advancing low-interest loans to the general public or small businesses. The presidential candidate also criticized the banks for granting huge loans to certain individuals who have defaulted on their debt and urged them to clear their acts as soon as possible. Rural unemployment and migration, social maladies, market regulation and substandard production, these have been the main focus in presidential candidate Mohsen Rezaei's campaign. Addressing his supporters in the capital, Tehran, the independent candidate warned against the dangers of youth unemployment. He said the biggest problems are low agricultural production and the closure of factories in rural areas. He warned that the younger generation have migrated to big cities in search of jobs, leaving the elderly behind. Rezaei said the next administration will have no chance for trial and error. Well, candidates are using documentary films to set the stage for their presidential bid in Iran. We have this report.
As the presidential race heats up with a new wave of campaigning, candidates have started using TV documentaries and radio programs to go the extra mile on the campaign trail. Principalist candidate Saeed Galili, together with independent candidate Mohsen Rezaei, were among the first to broadcast their documentary films, making the campaigning that is consuming the nation as real as ever. The half-hour documentaries trace the campaigns of the two candidates, as well as their past and present activities. The films aim to show viewers the nuts and bolts of their grassroots campaigns. They include pitches to the crowds, a small talk with individual voters, visits to universities, colleges and markets, or small-town festivals and events. The programs also feature one-to-one interviews with the candidates while they are on the campaign trail. Under the election law, all candidates can have two documentaries broadcast on state TV or discuss policies and programs on the radio for about an hour or so. They can also attend political conventions with only supporters and election teams present or take part in live TV debates. All eight candidates had their first group debate last Friday. The next two are scheduled for this Wednesday and Friday. Aman Noderi, reporting for Press TV.
You're watching Press TV's World News. We have been bringing you the latest news on Iran's election. And now Press TV's Gisu Mish Ahmadi, as always, is with me here in the studio to give us all the latest. Gisu, we'll start with the websites I know that you have prepared for us.
Well, of course, it's a holiday in Iran, so there aren't any papers for us to go through the headlines. But let's go through a couple of the main websites that have been updated. And let's take a look at Yalasarat first. Well, we know that today's speech, the speech of leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, is making the headlines in all of the websites, and his talks about the way people should be behaving regarding the election, and also the candidates not making promises that they cannot keep. Now, these are the main things that most of the headlines, especially with respect to the elections, are focusing on. But then there is an interesting piece of news right here on this website. Let's scroll down a little bit, and there we go. Yes. Now, you remember Mr. Zakani,
yes,
the principalist who had also registered to become a presidential candidate.
He was a hopeful, yeah.
Yes, he was a hopeful. And he has mentioned something interesting about Mr. Jalili. We know that there's this big question mark about
exactly
who Mr. Jalili is, on whose side he is on, and actually which political line he represents in the election. And there has been lots of talks about Mr. Jalili representing President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's way of thinking in the Iranian politics. Well, Mr. Zakani, in his speech today, as he was talking to a group of people, he mentioned that this is actually propaganda against Mr.
Right.
Jalili. So, and he also mentioned that if you are careful about the way he talks and what he's mentioning in his speeches, Mr. Jalili is definitely not walking in President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's footsteps. And the next website I would like us to take a look at is Jamejam Online.
Yes.
Well, here again, we have, of course, the speech of leader of the Islamic Revolution as the headline.
Mm-hmm.
But right underneath, we have the talks of Mr. Haddadadeh, the campaigning and everything about that. And we know that there might be some changes, Homa, with respect to the political lineup. So we're waiting to see if anything is going to change or not.
And just quickly, if I can jump in here, the leader said specifically today, I remember, that some people have been suggesting that I am vying for a particular candidate, but I'm saying clearly here that I am not. What can you tell us about that?
Exactly.
I mean, what
this
were the
is
news
very,
about that?
This is actually very important.
Mm.
We know that as far as the Iranian election goes, the leader never takes any sides, never mentions that he favors one group to another. And it's a good thing that he mentioned that today again, because again, there's lots of rumors among the people. And we know that this will actually affect the vote in Iran. Knowing who a leader of the Islamic Revolution would favor would definitely have an effect. We know that there are also other influential groups like the students, like Tehran Bazaar and the mosques and, well, the representatives of leader of the Islamic Revolution in different constituencies. And what they say can actually tip the scales of the election. So actually that was a good thing that the leader mentioned today, making putting things straight that he's not taking any sides.
And he's not going to reveal who he's going to vote for.
Definitely, he never does.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Jamejam Online and an interesting piece of news. You remember the debates, Homa, which became quite controversial.
Very much so.
Yeah. So we have a piece of news here about the debates. And, well, it says that they've held meetings at the IRIB with the representatives of the presidential candidates, and they have taken into consideration their concerns. We remember that the presidential candidates were not very happy with those multiple choice questions, and they were expecting to be given more time to elaborate on their views. So this is exactly what's going to happen in the debate that will be held tomorrow, 4 p.m. Tehran time. Everyone's waiting to watch that. This time it will be focused on culture.
So the structure is going to change?
The structure is going to change. The decor has also changed.
Wow.
So we'll be seeing a different set. Let's go to Mehr News and something, Homa, that has been marginalized, unfortunately. Let's not forget, on the June 14th, people in Iran will also be participating in city and village council elections. And unfortunately, this has been overshadowed by all the commotion about the presidential election and who to vote for and the presidential campaigns and everything. But this is actually quite an important election that is going to be held in Iran. Let's not forget that in the history of the Islamic Republic of Iran, this is the biggest election ever held in terms of the number of candidates and the number of seats at stake, over 200,000 seats. So it is quite an important election, and tomorrow we will have the final list of the approved candidates for those elections.
Yes, and just quickly before we leave you, Yesu, we are hearing a lot said about who's going to withdraw, if these eight candidates are going to remain in the race until the end. Some reports have been saying that Mr. RF may withdraw in favour of Mr. Rouhani, and some others are saying that what Mr. Khatami and Mr. Rafsanjani, the former presidents, are going to say about this is going to determine what happens.
Well, yes, actually, this is something that has been making headlines. Last night I showed you also in the papers, most of the reformist papers are now focusing on choosing one candidate, actually, and we know that this is going to be a wise decision. However, some observers believe that the later the reformists do that, the better, because, well, they can use the fracture in the principalist camp, because as soon as they unite, the principalists will also try to pick one candidate as a front runner. But there are lots of talks about Mr. Rouhani and Mr. Arif forming a coalition and one of them pulling aside in favor of the other, and we're waiting for Mr. Khatami and Mr. Rafsanjani to decide.
Okay, Yesu Mishahmadi, your correspondent with us here in the studio. Yesu, thank you very much. So I guess in the following days we'll have more news, as it is, as you said, a holiday here in Tehran and Iran, and we'll see the papers coming up with all the news tomorrow as well. Thank you very much, Yesu Mishahmadi, with us here in the studio. Well, don't forget, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir. You're seeing it there on your screen. We've got a special section for you there on the presidential vote, Iran election 2013. If you click on that section, you'll get all the latest news, plenty of facts and figures, and useful information about Iran's election process as well.